action. All right, Kavu, we put the phone on airplane mode because we get ready to fly as we go. Anyway, have you never heard of one? Have you
never
heard
of one? I was coming in the middle.
Uh-huh. Oh, they this week is Vayikra, and it gets off with a bang. Everybody hawks about the little Aleph. A little Aleph in Vayikra. But really, if you look at the Psukim, pass me a chumash, please. The Psukim seem to be redundant, repetitive, where they say the same thing over and over again. That's an old joke. Name the television show. So it says in Vayikra multiple times that Hashem is kind of reaching out to speak. And it seems to be extra, where the pasuk says, Vayikra el Moshe, he calls out to Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem elov me'ol mod, he speaks to him from the old mode, lay more, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, to speak. So it seems to be a bit of a redundancy over and over and over again, Vayikra el Moshe. And it's interesting, and this is a Torah from Rabbi Sachs, that the name of this Sefer is Vayikra, and really the name of this Sefer should have been Toras Kohanim, because it really represents the whole Sefer. Vayikra really reflects all of Korbanos and all of the halachos that the Kohanim have to keep. So therefore, we have to really explain what is the notion here of Vayikra that he called out to us. That's first of all. Second, this whole idea of calling to Moshe Rabbeinu. So we know they're constantly in communication. He never ever did this before. He says Vayikra el Moshe, where he calls out to him and has this like somewhat we call a calling. You know, what is a calling? So Rabbi Sachs says something beautiful. There's a term that we use called a vocation. A vocation is a job that we traditionally understand. But Rabbi Sachs explains that really what a job is, it's your calling in life.
Hopefully.
Right? Somebody once told me, do something you like and you never work a day in your life. Baruch Hashem, kiyamti. Kiyamti. Right? If you find something that you're supposed to do, so what's the kriya here to Moshe Rabbeinu? That Moshe Rabbeinu had this epiphany, so to speak, Vayikra el Moshe. And what's the significance of the word Vayikra that it's telling us that there was some sort of calling? And third, what's the deal with the little Aleph? What's the deal with the little Aleph? Vayikra. And all the Mefarshim hak on that particular Nakuda as to what does Moshe Rabbeinu not want the Aleph? There's some sort of dispute. They go back and forth as to what is going on with this little Aleph. So if we can understand all that, we can hopefully understand the entire Sefer Vayikra. And if we understand the Sefer Vayikra, the rest of the time we can kick our feet up and really enjoy as the whole entire theme plays out. Okay, so the word Vayikra really reflects a little bit of a difference that happened between Moshe Rabbeinu, how he got an Aleph, and Bilam, who did not get an Aleph. So this is based on a Medrash. The Medrash tells us, Ma ben Nevi Yisrael Nevi'im Masolam. What's the difference between our Nevi'im and their Nevi'im? So Rabbi Chama Chanina, Rabbi Yisachar, Dekfar Mandai, Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Amar, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nigla Alu Masolam, Elu Mechazi Dibor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of like reveals to them halfway. Yeah, the Nevi'im, there might have been Nevi'im Masolam. We know that Bilam was one of the Nevi'im. But it was like a half a story. He wasn't giving them the full story. He wasn't showing them the full picture. Vayikar Elohim as Bilam. El Bilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared or gave this calling to Bilam, but there's no Aleph. Aval Nevi Yisrael. When it came to Klai Yisrael, B'dibor Shalim Shenemar, Vayikra, with an Aleph, El Moshe. So we see that the Aleph has tremendous significance because it reflects this unique relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with Klai Yisrael. A form of intimacy, if you will, that He's showing Himself and revealing Himself on a qualitatively much higher level to Klai Yisrael than He is to the Nevi'ei Yom HaSolah. That's Aleph. Okay? Rashi develops this idea. Rashi says, Vayikra el Moshe, l'chol dibros, l'chol amirus, l'chol tzivik kadma kriya. Before he starts the whole shenanigans with discussing, not shenanigans, that's a bad word. Before he discusses all of the laws of the Kohanim, it starts off with a kriya. Lashon Chiba. Again, this idea of he's showing him not just in a greater level, but this idea of some sort of love. I'm opening myself up to you. In other words, I'm talking to you now. Lashon shemalachei hasharetz mishtamshim bo. This is the lashon that the malachim speak with themselves. Rashi says, "Vikara zel zevi amar." Right, vikara. They call out to each other, and we know that malachim never engage in any sort of machlokas. Osa shalom bimromav. Kadosh Baruch Hu always makes peace up above. There's always peace by malachim. They love each other. And vikara zel zev. The malachim, when they speak to each other, it's always with kriya. It's always with love. This is the lashon chiba. Av leviyas umas haolam nigla lein belashon harai. When he speaks to the nations of the world, to the Nevi'im, it's not the same. Lashon Arai, V'tmeya, it's Tumma, the words Keri, also comes from a seminal omission, Shnemar V'ikar Lokim Las Bilam, and that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Bilam. That's number two. V'ikar V'ikra. Aye, so what's with the small Aleph? What's with the small Aleph? So the Baal HaTurim famously says, Baal HaTurim, which is a beautiful Rishon, it says, Aleph V'Vayikra Z'ir. The Aleph of V'Vayikra is very small. Shemoshia gadol v'anav. Moshe was very big, and he was an anav, so he doesn't want the Vayikra. He says, just write Vayikar, meaning Moshe doesn't want to show that he is God's chosen one, where God is appearing to him and demonstrating this language of love. Lashon Mikra. So Moshe says, let's make it by happenstance. Ki'ilu lo diber HaKadosh Baruch Hu imo ela b'chol. Make it like it's I was once, in a... that's what we do. One time I was in a car accident. I asked Shaila. I didn't want anybody.
Really?
Yeah. At the time, I didn't want anybody to know about it. So I called up. I said, listen, I was in a small car accident. I need a little bit of surgery. I didn't want to make a big deal of that. You do these things. Nobody wants to draw attention. The Moshe Rabbeinu, same thing. Don't make it like you revealed yourself bigalusa to me in the Torah. Just say, my yikar, make it small. From the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So Kaddish Baruch Hu says back to him. He says, like you said, my Bilam, Kilu don yirelo Hashem, Ella b'mikra. That's what Moshe wanted. Hashem says, no, Moshe. I want to show that I love you. I want to include the Aleph. V'shuv amar lo Moshe, machmas rova nova, but altz his anivus, altz his humility, shal yichtevena el ktana yoyser mishar alfin b'shevetorah. So altz Moshe's humility, he wrote a smaller Aleph to demonstrate Moshe's humility. But nevertheless, we see this notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing himself all the way, with all of the chiba in the world, with all of the love and all of the everything else in the world, to show that he really loves Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so that's the idea. Rabbi Sachs develops this idea in a most beautiful way. Explains that you have to look at, in order to understand what this Vayikra is doing, you have to understand the totality of the Sefer. And if we look at the end of the Sefer, you'll see what the beginning of the Sefer reflects. Again, I don't want to get into his poetry, but Rabbi Sachs speaks about the chiasmic structure. When I was in Flatbush, we had to take music classes, and then some of the fugues had this chiasmatic structure. So in Hebrew, they call it a tikbolus. But you have an A, B, C, C, B, A. So C in the middle, it repeats itself in part of the theme. So here also, you have a history story in the beginning. Bereshis, Shmos are historical, Sfarim. They speak about the Avos. Then we speak about the time period of Mitzrayim going into the Midbar. In Bamidbar, it's about the time in the Bamidbar. And in Dvarim, it's that final speech that Moshe Rabbeinu gives. But Vayikra is really a sefer of halachos. So within Vayikra, there's a duality. There's the beginning, which is this kriya, but at the very end, we have another kriya. And if you pay attention to unfortunately, the very end of Bechukosai, we have the tochacha. The tochacha. Can't get that aliyah. And somehow, I wind up with that almost every... Anyway, so there's a tochacha. And they whisper. It says, V'halachti imachem b'chamas keri. Keri. Without the aleph. Right? I'm going to come against you with keri. What that means in a moment, we'll discuss. V'yisarti etchem afani shev al chatasrem. I will part discipline you 7 times for your averis. And the pasuk, v'im b'zos lo tishmuli, v'halachti imo b'keri. You're walking with me b'keri. What is this keri? There are so many different pshatim of what the word is. Rashi has a pshat, Ibn Ezra has a pshat, the Rishbam has a pshat. You're walking with me, b'keri, without the aleph. What are you walking with like? So look at this Rambam. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Tainis, discusses what exactly is walking with keri. And when you see this Rambam, it should put everything together. The Rambam says, this is the laws that you have to do on a fast day. You're supposed to fast. That's halacha aleph. Halacha bay speaks again about the fasting. Right? Are you supposed to go to the movies that day? I don't think so. But if you don't cry out to Hashem, and you don't cry, Yizaku v'yariyu, Ela yomru davar zemi minagolim, but you say that this is just tam happenstance, this is the way the world goes, Irulanu v'tsara zu nikre, nikres, you're saying it's all by happenstance, you're saying that God is not engaged in the punishment, and you're saying it all is by chance. Harezu derech achzarios. This is terrible. This is tragic. Vigoremis lahem lidabik maseim aram. That is going to keep you going in your evil ways. Vitzozi vatzaret tzaret achzaros. They can have multiple tzaros. Unbelievable, Rambam. What is he saying? The Rambam is saying, when does God not help us out? When we walk away from Him. It's the ultimate midah keneged midah. When do we not have the hashkacha pratis upon us? When we say there is no such thing as a ribono shel olam. When we're saying that all the activities and actions that happen in this world are random and by chance. Then God will enable the chance to happen. How do we understand now the tochacha at the very end of Sefer Vayikra? V'im bezos lo tishmuli, if you do all this, all of the clothes that I throw upon you, you don't listen to me. Valachim bebokeri, and you're walking and you're saying that everything is by chance. Then you're gone. Then what's going to happen? Then the Kadosh Baruch Hu lift up his hand and let chance happen. You know the time you're supposed to be saved miraculously by God, but you determined that there was no such thing as God. Well, why would God help you? I saw a terrible tweet this week. Only one. No, this week, you know, unfortunately, Stephen Hawking died this week, and he was an atheist. Everybody dies, so it's not really true, but you know, that's the way the world was created. But it said, yeah, Stephen Hawking didn't believe in God, so God didn't take care of him, you know. So, again, that's not fair. I understand, but the point that it's articulating is the amount of hashkacha pratis and divine providence that we have is reciprocal to the amount in which we say there is a God. When I say that there's no God, when I say that everything is by chance, and everything is taka by chance, then God lifts himself up. That's what Chukos say. How does Vayikra begin? Vayikra begins with the Aleph. Vayikra begins that we understand that there is a God who plays a major role in history. Vayikra. And there's a calling. In his other essay in this week, Rabbi Sachs writes, beautiful, that everybody has their own calling, each unique individual, based on their talents and skills. I'm not getting into that. But what we're talking about now is the Kriya of history. The Aleph, though, is inaudible. It's small. You know what the significance of this is? I got to read it straight from here because he writes something so beautiful. It is as if the Torah were intimating that the presence of God in history will not always be as clear and unambiguous as it was during the Exodus of the division of Kriyas Yamsuf. For much of the time, it will depend on our own sensitivity. For those who look, it will be visible. For those who listen, it will be audible. But we need to look and listen. God doesn't force His presence on us against our will. The Aleph plays such a role. How do we see the history unfolding? The history of Bereishis and Shmos. Then there's Vayikra. Then there's the Tochacha. Then we get right back to the history. Sandwiched in the history is the story of the little Aleph. The story of the little Aleph is the story of, do we see the God who's rolling out history? Or do we see it a random acts of chance? Yidden were the first people in the world to see that the events in history were all connected one to another. And that God was playing the role there, and we saw God's hand in here. If I could digress from this, my own, and share my own thoughts. There's a famous idea that if Purim, if there's a double other, we stick Purim always in the second other. Not in the first other. Why do we put it in the second other, not in the first other? Not because we need a break at the end of this month, but because we want to be Samech Geula to the Geula. We want to put the two redemptions right next to each other. The redemption of Purim right next to the redemption of Pesach. What's the significance of that? Because there are two very different kinds of Geulas, and each one has to teach us the lesson of the other ones. With Pesach, it was clear. It was with a big Aleph. We saw the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu so clear that it wasn't by happenstance, that it was with Chiba, it was with God giving us that calling, that this is the Jew's purpose in the world. Here it is, Yetzias Mitzrayim. But by Purim, it was a very, very small Aleph. As a matter of fact, there's a guy by the name of Haman, an Amalek, who says, Asher Karcha Baderech. Boo. Right? So it's Asher Karcha Baderech. that it was a happenstance that we happened to be on the way, and he doesn't see the hand of God. But we have to have the Geula right next to the Geula to show us that the lesson is that God is always there. God is there in the story of Pesach, and God is revealing himself in the story of Purim. God is there in both of those stories. He's revealing himself at all times. But it all depends on us. It's a little aleph. Vayikra el Moshe. Do we see the God in history of Bereishis Shmos, Bamidbar Dvarim, or do we look at it as a bunch of happenstances? We're between this time now of Purim and Pesach, and the time of these two different geulas, and they're very different. One is Benister and one is Benigla. One is where God reveals himself in hidden, and one is where God reveals himself in the most revealed way ever, Kriyas Yamsuf. But our job is to search for meaning, is to search for God, and to hear that call in each and every aspect of our life.
Zagazit and Shtarik, have a wonderful Shabbos.